Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has now asked the United States Supreme Court to resolve conflicts in the federal courts of appeal regarding a case involving healthcare workers out of New York. We're going to be talking about this matter on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, Matt, you know, we've asked the Supreme Court to review this case. It's Does 1 through 3 versus Hochul on behalf of these three New York healthcare workers who were fired from refusing to take the COVID shots due to their deeply held religious beliefs. And you think, wow, these COVID shots, these cases are still going on? Yeah, unfortunately they are.
They are, and before you know it, we're going to be filing another one at the Court of Appeals coming out of Maine. But this particular one is very interesting, very similar to our case in Maine. In New York, Governor Hochul and others, they decided to tell the healthcare employers not to grant any religious accommodation request. So you have healthcare employers with thousands and thousands of healthcare workers, and they wanted to get all the healthcare workers shot with the COVID-19 shot. And they, instead of allowing this to actually operate on a case-by-case basis, where a lot of these individuals, because of the pressure, would have gotten the COVID shot, but some of them, no doubt, would have raised a question of the religious accommodation request, they said, no, every employer must get 100% compliance, and that you cannot entertain an employee's request for a religious accommodation. Now, Title VII of the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 has a provision that you cannot discriminate on the basis of religion. And so in the workplace, and all of these employers that we're talking about would be covered by Title VII, if there is an issue of work policy that conflicts with a person's religious beliefs, in this case, you need to get the COVID shot, the employee says, no, it violates my religious beliefs because, among other things, it was created using some aborted fetal cells and or other reasons. I've got a religious objection to it. Here's the accommodation that I'm asking for. The employer then is required under Title VII to investigate and engage in a reasonable accommodation for that employee. And for many of these, they could have had all kinds of accommodation because for some of them, they were remote workers anyway.
Right.
There's no reason why you needed to force them to not, to comply with this COVID shot. Some of those are remote workers. Why would you need to force them when they don't come into contact with individuals? So here's the question. Can a state law come in and say specifically that it is going to defy a federal law that's on the same topic? So in other words, Title VII says you have a right to not be discriminated against on the basis of religion. That preempts any state law. Now the state law comes in and says, no, we are going to not allow employers to even consider any religious accommodation. And if you do, we are going to fine the employers and even revoke their license to operate their business.
Boy, this sounds so similar to what's going on in Maine. These governors think they're above the law. But then I think about our victory in Illinois with the Northwest Healthcare Workers, I think their name is. They won that big settlement because their religious accommodations were also being refused.
Yeah. So in this particular case, the Title VII prohibits such discrimination, doesn't require everyone to get the accommodation, but requires the employer to at least evaluate the accommodation.
On an individual basis,
yeah. And one of the things they cannot do is just carte blanche deny them across the board without any consideration.
Right. And this is what they were doing.
That's exactly what they're doing. So the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, where we were before, held that the employers did not violate Title VII because by granting a religious exemption, they would have violated the state's mandate for every employee to get the shot. This directly conflicts with other decisions from the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th Circuit Courts of Appeal, which ruled that states must comply and yield to federal laws regarding discrimination requirements.
So this is prime for the high court to hear this case.
Yeah, so for example, there was a case, 11th Circuit Court of Appeals sits in Atlanta, governs Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. And this case was an ADA, an Americans with Disabilities Act case. And it came out of Central Florida with one of the theme parks. And the federal Americans with Disabilities Act non-discrimination case on the basis of disabilities required certain things to be done by places of public accommodation. So this entertainment complex, a major one in Central Florida, was covered by it. But Florida then passed a law that was totally to the contrary and told employers that particularly on certain rides, certain people could not be on those rides. And therefore, they could not even consider whether somebody was able or not able to be on a ride. So that two laws conflicted. They got sued because someone said, I should be able to be part of this particular entertainment. And it went up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and the entertainment company argued, well, you know what? We were just following state law, because if we didn't follow state law, we would be in trouble with the state. And the federal court says they understand that, but the federal law preempts and the federal law must be complied with, and therefore the employer loses, the individual wins. What the employer should have done in that case, which is what the employers should have done in the other case up in New York, if you have a federal law that tells you to do one thing and a state law that tells you you better not do that, then they should go to the court and ask for a declaratory judgment and say, look, if I do this, I'm complying with the federal law, but I'm disobeying the state law. What do I do? Have the court resolve it. But what happened here is the employers just simply did what the state said. And unfortunately, the courts sided with the state and said, no, you have a right to be able to literally override state law or federal law. So for example, put it in this context, take it out of religion, put it in the context of race. The Title VII says you can't discriminate on the basis of race. But then a state law says you can't hire African Americans for this particular job, or Hispanics for this particular job, or certain kinds of people for this particular job. And it's a carte blanche. You better not do it, otherwise you'll lose your business license. That is a clear conflict between the two. Which one prevails? It's the federal law that prevails under that, because it is preempting everything to the contrary. Now, the state can provide greater rights, but once the federal law provides a certain level of rights, the state cannot take away those rights. The state can provide additional rights. So, for example, for religious freedom, Title VII, non-discrimination, the state can provide additional protection to people of faith in the workplace over and above Title VII. But what they can't do is take away the rights that are granted by Title VII, and that's exactly what the state did, and that's what the Second Circuit upheld the state doing. As a result, there's a clear conflict in the other circuit courts of appeal that say you can't do that. You must abide by the federal law because it preempts the state law to the contrary. So this case now is pending before the United States Supreme Court.
We pray that they take it.
We pray that they take it. The defendants in this case will file their response in the near future, and then we'll file a reply. And then we'll find out later this year whether the Supreme Court takes this critically important case.
But, you know, I'd have to say that Hochul, there must be some kind of financial incentive for her to simply dig her heels into the ground and say, no, I will not comply. I will not give these employees religious accommodations. I mean, really, you think you're above the law?
Yeah, I know. Well, she does think she's above the law.
Ugh.
And so does the governor of Maine. You know, they've acted in COVID.
There's got to be financial incentive there somewhere.
Well, and they're also just ideologues, and they want you to obey their every dictate, irrespective of the Constitution.
Right. Remember when Hochul, she went before and she said, I want you to worship me at that time?
She did, yeah.
COVID. Remember
imagine those things. Yeah, remember that? she went to some religious groups and basically said something very similar to what you just said.
Yeah.
It was shocking.
It was.
It was shocking.
So you see where her mindset is.
So we represent three healthcare workers against Trinity Health, Inc., New York Presbyterian Healthcare System, Inc., and Westchester Medical Center Advanced Physician Services. We're asking the High Court to take this case. Please be in prayer. It's a very critical case for people who literally have been kicked to the curbs. These were heroes that were just totally disregarded, and it's a blatant violation of our constitutional supremacy clause. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.